Welcome to the Scorers First Inside the Game podcast. Today we're excited to have Luisa Geisensöder with us and Leonie Fiebig. Both of them were drafted in the 2020 WNBA draft. We're super excited, and Alexandra Shaw joins me today as we speak to both of them about their process leading up to the draft, their careers so far, and what it means to them to be part of this new wave of German top talent. And we hope you enjoy it. First part will be with Luisa, and then we switch to the second part with Leonie. And we'd love to hear your feedback, and we hope you enjoy this show. All right. So welcome to the Scorers First Inside the Game podcast. And today, Alexandra Shaw and I have a special guest here. Luisa Geiselsöder is joining us on today's podcast, and we're excited to have you, Luisa. How are you?
Hi, thanks. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well over here.
Very, very good.
So the past week has been pretty busy for you, huh? Lots of exciting stuff happening.
Oh,
How has it been?
Oh, it was so much, and it was like really something big new for me. All that like media and the interviews I've given so far. So it's pretty much, but I'm starting to handle all of that, and I think I'm doing pretty well till now. So yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, so for those that don't know yet, you got picked by the Dallas Wings. With the 21st pick.
Mm-hmm.
When Alex brought this up to, you know, let's pursue this draft more, and I think this was earlier in this year, what was your first thought when she came to you with that?
My first thought was, oh wow, that's pretty early, because I expected the WNBA, like, for me in 2 or 3 years. Like, mm-hmm. really, that would have been the earliest moment for me in my thoughts. But yeah, I trusted Alex, and she said we should try it. And I played a really great season last year, so I just trusted her, and we did it, and it went out well.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just it was an early thought, because we saw Luisa's name come up in some of the mock drafts, and there's not a lot of internationals that enter the draft, or let's say in the WNBA, you enter the draft automatically as an international player when you turn 20 in the year of the draft. So it wasn't really a question of entering the draft. It was more of a question, how much do we promote Luisa, you know, to the teams directly? How much does she really want it? So that was an important question for me to ask her and to talk about. And she was all in. From I think an early age, I think in January we talked about, when I was in Germany, and we sat down and discussed it, and we said, hey, let's give it a shot. And I think we're both very, very excited that it worked out the way it did.
Mm-hmm. So excited.
How did your family react when you said, oh, I want to pursue this WNBA getting drafted thing that Alex proposed? How did they react?
They were really happy, because like my brother and my sister, they supporting me like really, really well. And he's like, my brother is the one who's the most exciting like guy in our family. It's so funny. And also like on the draft night, I think he was the one who was like nervous the most.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah, it makes sense. And yeah, so they were very happy for me, and they said like I have a really big chance, and it's my dream, so they just supported it. Yeah.
Okay, great. So when you were 21st pick, what was the feeling when that happened? How did you react? What was the scene in your living room? I mean, right now nobody can go mm-hmm. outside, so you know, can you kind of take us there? Like what was it like?
Yeah, my whole family, we dressed up, and we just sit in the living room and watched the live stream at the TV. And yeah, we looked pretty nice. And my brother was the first one seeing my name on the screen. And he just screamed and like celebrated. And I was like, okay, what is happening now? Because like we were still on the 20th pick because everything went so fast after like in the second round. And I just didn't I didn't get what's happening right now. It was just too much for me. And then I saw my name on the screen and I just started screaming and I just had a big smile on my face. It was great, yeah.
I think that was similar for all of us, and it was awesome to read your name, and then it was even funnier to hear your name being the American announcer. And I think Luisa and I had a good feeling that, you know, Dallas, obviously we talked to them before and they gave us a hint, but then again, you never know what's happening and what's going to happen in the draft or within the draft. So I think we were both equally excited when we saw her name on the screen and then heard her name.
Yeah.
So you mentioned those talks that you had before and you talked to different teams before the draft that actually happened. How has that process been for you the weeks leading up to the draft?
It was a new experience, and like I was a little bit afraid because that was my first interviews like with a WNBA team and it was in English. But it went out well, and the coaches said like I did it pretty well with my English. And yeah, I just loved all the coaches I talked to, and it was like I would not have like a dream team, but I'm really happy to get to Dallas soon. Yeah.
Well, there's a German community in Dallas now, so that's that would definitely help.
Yeah, of course.
And handling all the media attention after this for this past week, was there anything that stood out in these interviews that was super special or that you really enjoyed?
Of interviews, like after the draft, I really was happy when I read the comments in Instagram when Dirk commented my picture of the German Federation. And Maxi Kleber, he just wrote me like a personal message. It was really nice, and I was really happy about that. Yeah, and yeah, I was just happy to hear like to get messages from all my friends and also from my old friends of the Bavarian Federation. All of that. It was so nice. Yeah.
Awesome.
And then yeah, just a lot of newspaper and radio channels, and yeah, your name was all over the internet, Luisa. How did that feel?
it was a new feeling, and like it was really pretty much in that moment, and I didn't realize anything. Like I just get into the internet. It was like I just read everywhere WNBA, WNBA, and Satu got drafted pick 2, and Luisa got Gieselsöder, and Leonie Fiebig also got drafted, and it was everywhere. It was crazy.
Did you have time so far to actually digest and kind of reflect on the past weeks, or are you still kind of running from one interview to the other?
It's getting better because now like time passed by, but it's still a lot. And like so far I had every day an interview, and it's still pretty much, but it's okay. And like, as I said, time passed by and now it's not that actual anymore. So yeah.
Okay. Today I read an article where you were talking about the opportunity to now inspire young girls yourself. What does that mean to you? I mean, you're still so young yourself, but you know, being able to get all this attention now and having the opportunity to inspire, what does that mean for yourself?
I think it's one of the main goals you have when you want to get a professional player, because you want the little kids or the small and young players just to have an idol. And it's really amazing when they say, okay, hey, you're my idol. And I just didn't realize it all, because like 2 years ago I was the one like looking up to the first league, like the German first league players, and say, hey, you're my idol, and now I'm the, like, I'm in the position of that idol. And it's still like, it's hard to realize, but I'm really happy about it. And it's like, for me, it's an honor to be that for the little kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's amazing that they have somebody like you, and you're just starting now. And I think that makes
yeah.
this bigger. You're still at the beginning of all of this. So it's awesome to be with you on this journey.
And I think it's just a great sign in general for female basketball players that, you know, young girls actually see that at a young age, they, you know, there is someone that made it so early to the WNBA with Luisa and Leonie, and also Satu and Marie. Now we have four WNBA players. Where being a basketball professional for girls in Germany is an actual profession or an actual goal that they can reach, and they have you know, girls that they can look up to. So I think that is really, really cool and really exciting for German basketball at the moment.
Yeah,
absolutely. And is there somebody in your basketball, or I'm sure there is, but who is like a influential coach, somebody who inspired you to want to be great? Who's the person there?
It's definitely Imre Sitja. He's also the coach of the Bavarian Federation. And he started to practice and coach Leonie and me from the early beginning. And I always say he's my basketball father, because he is there for me in every situation, and also like in my personal situation. When I just like feel bad or something, like it's wrong in the moment, then I just can call him and he's there for me. And like, he's really the coach who made me to the player I am right now. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. And like, also when we want to practice, he still offers me to do individual practice and organize everything. And it's there for me, like also during the season. And yeah, he's amazing. I love him.
Awesome. That's great. So, like Alex already said, I mean, now you were three Germans that were picked in this WNBA draft. What does it feel like? And then maybe this goes into what we talked about a little bit with, mm-hmm. you know, being an inspiration to young girls. But how does it feel for you being part of that wave now here in Germany, or of all these young players to be part of that?
Like, I still didn't realize, because I just remember all the time that we wrote history. It's the first time that four German players play for the WNBA, and it's amazing. Like, you can see that the German female basketball is getting better and better, and that people should get more attention on the women's basketball side and not only on the men's basketball side. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think you guys are doing a lot for that, and all the attention that was there is great for us to follow. And like I said,
yeah.
We are very happy to be on this journey with you, and we're excited about what's ahead.
Thank you.
Great. Alex, I mean, I think this was a good one already. Alex, do you have something else that you would like to ask or talk about?
Maybe, Luisa, can you just tell us a little bit what your summer will look like, and then for your next adventure going to France, like, what are your mm-hmm. goals? Just getting yourself prepared for the WNBA.
Yeah, my summer so far, it's a lot of home workouts I'm doing right now. My coach of my club next season, London Law, my athletic coach, she just gave me a lot of workout programs. I'm going for a run with my siblings 2 to 3 times per week, and like just try to stay in shape. And my like the mayor of my town here, he just offered me to get in the gym. That's great. And now I can start playing basketball a little bit and practice again. That's all my plans right now for the summer, because you can say what the driver's got next for us. I don't know how long it will continue and all of that. Yeah, but I still hope that I can go to London Law in the early beginning of August. And yeah, it's a new experience because it's my first year in a foreign country, and so far it's the farthest club away from my home. And yeah, it's a new challenge because they play first league in France and also Euro Cup. And I can't wait to meet all my teammates, to start the to start the challenge, to get better, to develop, and all of that. Yeah,
that'll be a good start before then heading to Dallas, most likely. Huh?
Yeah. I think it's the best start to get to Dallas because it's a small step, like on a higher level, and then take the step to the highest league in the world. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. This was great.
Thank you.
And hopefully you can now, hopefully you don't have too many more other interviews coming up, so you can actually relax a little bit and just enjoy the success and take in the experience and get used to the feeling of being a WNBA player in the future. So
yeah. Thank you.
Well, that was part one with Luisa Geiselsöder, and being the 21st pick in the 2020 WNBA draft and headed to Dallas, we couldn't be more excited for her and really look forward to following her along her journey. Obviously, she's already decided to go to France as a first step, stepping outside of her comfort zone and making a new experience like she talked about. So that will be fun to follow. And next up, we have Leonie Fiebig, who was picked by the LA Sparks with the 22nd pick of the 2020 WNBA draft. And have fun with this part as well.
All right, so in the second part of our Scorers First Inside the Game podcast, we have another exciting guest with Leonie Fiebig. Hello, Leonie.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
How are things on your end?
Great over here. I'm really happy about the draft and enjoyed to talk to you and to do this podcast.
Perfect. We're looking forward to that. So congratulations. You're going to the City of Angels. that's exciting stuff. When this whole topic with the WNBA draft came up, what were your first or initial thoughts on all of that?
I think the coaches started contacting Alex like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the draft, and I was super surprised when Alex reached out to me and told me that, and I was like, I thought it wasn't real. I couldn't believe it. And then my first thought was like, I don't know, excited and a little bit nervous, and it's so close now, but it was so far away, like, I don't know, 1 week ago. So it was exciting.
Okay. Yeah, I told Garrett before that when your name appeared in a mock draft, I think that was like in September or October, it was a while ago, and you were very surprised, and we talked the first time about the WNBA. And then you were like, oh no, this is way too early, Alex, no. And then with like, you know, getting it started, and then the more, I think the more coaches you heard about you, the more interest you got. And for me, that was very, very exciting. And of course, very rewarding, I think, for you after all the hard work you put in the last year.
So what was it like that night? Did you stay up all night? What was the scene? How did you experience actually getting drafted?
I stayed awake, and I'm normally a poised person that doesn't get like nervous so quick, but I was really nervous that day, and I stayed up, and I counted the minutes. Like it was hard to wait. But then in the end, I watched it with Svenny Brunkhorst and my coach Sydney, and they were in my apartment, and we watched it together. And it was cool to have some people around, and my family was also with me on my phone. So it was good to have them around me. And yeah, but I was, I don't know, I can't remember really. It's like overwhelming, this moment and this day. But it's a really great experience, I think, to the draft day. Yeah.
And going to LA, was that something special? I mean, I can only imagine for my, you know, it's a big city. It's something that not everybody does experience. How was that for you?
I wasn't expecting to go to LA, to be honest, but I'm really happy about it. And mm-hmm. I'm really happy about it that they picked me. And now I think I'm really excited to go to LA, to a big city, to the beach, to play in a stable center, maybe, to, I don't know, get to meet like some great stars or something. I don't know. I'm really excited for that.
I think that's an awesome opportunity. And I mean, you know that, you know, we and especially Alex, of course, and people here in Germany believed in you and all the talent you have, but then you also went through some injuries. The result of then actually getting picked, and Alex mentioned it a little earlier, did that feel like a reward for all the hard work you've put in with rehab and so on? Was that like, feel like something, you know, that came through your hard work?
I would say yes, it's a reward for my hard work over the last year due to my injury and to get back on court. I put a lot of work into my body and into my knee. But it's also like a point where I would say I have to do more. I have to invest more in my body to get ready for the WNBA. I have to invest more in my mental game to get ready for these situations in game and on court and off the court. So it's a reward, yes, for my hard work. But it's also like a point where I would say I have to invest a lot of work to get ready.
I think that's something every coach loves to hear, huh? After a success like that all you're really thinking about is what do I have to do to add more to the plate. That's awesome. Yeah,
and I think that was Leo, what makes her special, that she's always hungry for more. You know, she's never, she could have the best game and you call her and she was like, yeah, it was an okay game. She always wants more and she always looks for ways to get better. And I think that's what makes her special. And that's, I think, also what the coaches see in her.
Great. So you already mentioned the mental game a little bit. Through this entire process, you've also worked with one of our partners and friends, Rainer Meisterjahn of Cortex Performance. And we had him on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. And what he always says is, or one of his hashtags is, own your mental game. How has the work with him helped you in over the past month?
I mean, Rainer is a cool guy. He's super chill, super nice, and it's really easy to talk to him. Like he's super honest. You can be always honest with him and he's always honest with you. So it was easy to talk to him. And I think it's cool that he has a background of playing basketball as well. Mm-hmm. So he knows your situation and he dealt with injuries as well. So he knew my situation and it was just, I would say it helped me a lot when I got back on the court to handle pressure, for example. That was a mm-hmm. huge part we worked on. And I think it's not only for players who got injured or something, it's something for every athlete, because I think especially in basketball, like the game is based on your mentality, and the more you work on your mentality, the more success you get. And I think it's a great opportunity for every athlete to work with a mental coach, and especially with Rainer.
Yeah, I think a lot of our athletes say that when you first started, or when that topic came up to do that, was that something that you kind of had to think about first, or was it easy for you to say, yep, I want to work with somebody like that?
I wouldn't say I was scared or something. I just had respect for working with a mental coach. Mm-hmm. But I was really happy when Alex connected us two, and I got the chance to talk to him the first time, and we clicked like completely, and I felt comfortable talking to him. So I think it was just I didn't have to think a lot about it to do it or to not do it. So it was, I think, easy for me.
Right. I mean, I always feel like what you said, it's not just when you need it, it's also something, if you use it proactively, it can help you in so many ways as an athlete to be prepared for a lot of stress situations. And yeah, that's why I really think that this can be a good thing for many athletes, not just recovering from an injury, but in general, because it can definitely give you an edge over other players.
Yeah, that's true.
Through this entire pre-draft process, what has been the favorite part of your experience there?
I would say the talks with the coaches. Mm-hmm. So I talked to them, and it was like, I was at first really nervous to talk to them because I didn't know how to act and I didn't know what to say to when you talk to a WNBA head coach. So. But it was cool. They were all really nice and understanding, and they asked a lot. And every talk was a little different. So one talk was more like, I don't know, small talk and how's the situation, how's my body feeling? And the other talk was a lot of questions. So I felt like in an interview or something, but it's a good thing. It's were a lot of personal questions. And I think the different talks were the best experience in the pre-draft.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense, because I mean, you guys are now definitely the new wave of German women's basketball, and you're getting a ton of attention. How does that feel for you?
I would say I'm not a person who needs a lot of attention or something, but it's great to do something for the German basketball, especially for the women. So it's I think for the German basketball, it's good that we get this attention and all the interviews and Danke TV channels. Yeah. I think it's a good sign that all three of us got drafted and that we got this much attention now. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I definitely agree. It's been interesting to see all the feedback that we have as an agency have been getting on this. And we're definitely looking forward to following what's ahead for you. As far as next season is concerned, that's something that is still in the works. But what's your summer looking like right now? Or what's your plan for the summer?
Like my plan is it's difficult at the moment to get in any gym or something. So I'm trying to stay fit, to go for runs or to, you know, do home workouts and stuff. So I'm trying to get ready as good as I can, to get my body ready and my head too for the next challenge. But yeah, I try everything I can right now, to prepare myself.
Perfect. All right, Alex, do you have anything else?
How excited are you that you get to play with another German in Marie that will be with you in LA?
Super excited. I'm really happy. She's I think it's the best thing that could happen to me because she's experienced. She's 2 years in the league now and she knows what's going on, and I think it's great. Like she's a great person. I know her. I played with her already, so it's cool to have her in LA.
Yeah, I think it will be a huge help, like you said, and great to have a support system. And you know someone that you can just speak German to.
yeah, that's true.
You know, it helps.
Yeah.
All right. Well, perfect. Thank you for your time, Leonie. And we look forward to following you and working with you on your journey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Inside the Game podcast by Scorers for Sport Management and our two interviews with Luisa Geiselsöder and Leonie Fiebig. And of course, I want to thank Alexandra Shaw for joining us today and hosting this podcast episode with me. And thanks to Leonie and Luisa for their time. I hope that you'll be able to, well, sit back and relax a little bit now with all these interviews behind you, and then hopefully you can digest and let it sink in that what you have accomplished and what you've worked so hard for is something special. Congratulations again, and thanks again for listening, and hopefully you will come back for future episodes of our podcast. Thank you and have a great day.